This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles from Aizawl city to Zohorsang as a significant milestone for the development of Mizoram. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles battalion headquarters from central Aizawl to Zohorsang in Aizawl today, Shah emphasized that the move marks a new chapter for Aizawl city and a pivotal step towards the state's growth. He said that the relocation to Zohorsang, which is about 15 kilometers away from the state capital, is a vision for the development of Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that the government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast.
Northeast mein tourism se lekar technology tak, sports se lekar space tak aur agriculture se lekar entrepreneurship tak har kshetr mein vikas ke naye aayam ye 10 saal mein Narendra Modi sarkar ghad rahi hai.
In Telangana, 64 members of the banned CPI Maoist party have voluntarily surrendered before the Inspector General of Police Multi-Zone 1, Chandrasekhar Reddy, and Bhadradri Kotagudem District Superintendent of Police Rohit Raj. The IGP informed the media that 48 men and 16 women were among those who surrendered today. He said the surrendered Maoists will be given 25,000 rupees each as immediate assistance besides rehabilitation support. Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has carried out search and seizure operations at multiple warehouse locations of leading e-commerce platforms, including Amazon and Flipkart, in cities like Lucknow, Gurugram, and Delhi. The crackdowns are aimed at curbing the distribution of unsafe and non-certified products through e-commerce platforms. During its surveillance activities, BIS has identified that several non-certified products are being sold on e-commerce platforms such as Amazon, Flipkart, Meesho, Myntra, and Big Basket. BIS has urged consumers to make informed purchasing decisions by utilizing the BIS Care app. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has been selected for the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by Central Banking at London in UK. The Central Bank was awarded for its digital initiatives named Pravah and Sarathi, which were developed by its in-house developer team. The awards committee noted how these digital initiatives have reduced the use of paper-based submissions, thus transforming RBI's internal and external processes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune in to his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started today. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. India captain Harmanpreet Singh and senior goalkeeper Savita Punia today won the Hockey India Balbir Singh Senior Player of the Year award in the men's and women's categories. In men's hockey, Harmanpreet led India to their second consecutive bronze medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics. He was also a part of the Tokyo Games bronze medal winning side. The award ceremony was attended by former Sports Minister Kiran Rijiju, Hockey India President Dilip Tirki and Secretary General Bhulanath Singh, among others. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit Clash, Delhi Capitals were at 116 for 6 in 16.1 over against Mumbai Indians at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, batting first, Mumbai Indians posted a total of 149 for 7, powered by captain Harmanpreet Kaur's impressive 66 of 44 balls. Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. This match marks a rematch of the inaugural WPL final in 2023. And that's the end of this news bulletin.